Last night's other Super Bowl, the battle waged by the advertisers, featured contests between flashy new cars, talking monkeys, and an elderly couple pushing and tripping each other to get to a bag of Frito-Lay potato chips. But even for $2.3 million for a 30-second spot, many of the year's largest viewing audience were left wanting, with millions of viewers tuning in to see the New England Patriots beat the Carolina Panthers 32-29, the commercials seemed to fall unexpectedly flat. Bernice Kanner, author of The Super Bowl of Advertising, How the Commercials Won the Game, says this year's ads were a grave disappointment. In fact, some of the commercials had been seen previously.
Many of them came to this party underdressed. They ran run-of-the-mill rote commercials, the same kind of things that you'd see every day of the year, and they, in a sense, hitched a ride onto the glory of the game.
FedEx's ad featured a slimy green alien posing as a human named Jenkins.
Listen, Jenkins, we're on to you. We know you're an alien.
Admit it. You're just here studying our species.
Why don't we use FedEx?
That's all you ever say.
We're not buying it.
Come on, it's so obvious.
Why don't we use FedEx?
Look, the jig is up. It's over.
I think the biggest disappointment was a Federal Express commercial because we've come to expect so much from Federal Express.
Not all of this year's ads fell short of viewer expectations. According to AOL's ad poll, one of the favorites was the Anheuser-Busch commercial featuring a donkey that would do anything to become a trademark Budweiser Clydesdale pulling a sleigh.
And then came my big interview. They looked me in the eye and said, "What makes you think you can be a Clydesdale, son?" And what was my answer? I must have said something right.
Kenner says other commercials hit the mark, not so much with humor, but by being clever.
The MasterCard Priceless campaign, admittedly I'm a Homer Simpson fan, but I thought that the details were so charming.
Routine oil change, $20. Haircut, $75.
$75?
Getting your errands done quicker to spend more time with your family, priceless. That's getting your errands done quicker to...
Yeah, I heard you the first time. Stupid voiceover.
One of the most anticipated spots by Pepsi didn't even run, at least not here in the United States. Pop queens Beyoncé Knowles, Britney Spears, and Pink dressed like gladiators. It did run in overseas markets. Pepsi took advantage of pre-Super Bowl hype and allowed U.S. entertainment shows to broadcast clips of the commercial.